Oh, yes.
Damn.
What's up, gang?
All right, so how are we going to introduce ourselves?
Man, we don't like this. Man, you know me, man. My name is Boo. Man, the sexiest motherfucker out of our friend group, you already know. Fuck Jared.
That is facts. Mm-hmm.
That is facts. Yeah, fuck Jared, man. My name is Boo. 6'3", 250, going D1 in football.
6'3".
You already know. What about you, Alex? Introduce yourself, man. All
right. My name is Alex. I'm the quiet guy in our friend group. Low-key weird and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm a hard worker. I'm 6'1".
You going D1, right?
Huh?
You going D1? D1 in basketball?
D1 in basketball?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you already know that shit. Hey, we both in the league.
You best believe we're about to go into the NBA and all that shit.
Yeah, we about to go to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Shit. Make sure to check us out in the league. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be hooping it up.
We best believe going to be like the duo, Kobe and Shaq.
Mm-hmm. I'm Shaq, he Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't be catching lobs and shit. Ah,
the most godly handles.
Oh, my shit, man. This is our podcast, man. This is going to be the littest shit you ever...
Yeah.
You ever hear. This shit going to be the funniest shit ever.
And then for the rest of our friends.
If the other podcast says otherwise, fuck them other podcasts because they lying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell them, dude. Tell them.
We already know.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Let's believe that shit.
Oh, yeah. man. You know what's crazy, though?
What?
Like, I've been thinking about this, but, like, do you feel any different than you did, like, 10 years ago?
Hell yeah, dude. For sure.
For real? Yeah,
for real.
Like, how do you feel different?
Physically and emotionally, really.
I mean, yeah, true. Like, obviously, you're going to change physically. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel different now that I'm, like, 16 from when I'm, like, 10. Like, I still feel the same. I mean, like, maybe, like, my thinking might have changed and the way that I talk or like my emotions might have changed, but like I don't know, I still feel like I'm the same person, you know. It's just like little things about me has changed. I don't know.
Well, yeah, for sure, because you know that's just life right there, you know what I mean? Because like,
yeah, like I don't feel any more grown, you know, if that makes sense. Like I don't feel any more grown. Like I don't feel like a 16-year-old. I still feel the same. I don't know though. That might just be me, but I still feel like, I guess, a 10-year-old, I guess. I don't feel like a teenager. I might act like one and act stupid, but I just don't feel like it.
Well, I mean, that really does come from your perspective, too, and how you see yourself, really. But personally, for me, I've seen how much I've changed, you know, and... my perspective on things. I look at myself now, and I'm like, I changed into this like person, and now I realize like what reality really is and all that shit. And like, as a person, and because you know, you don't stop getting old, you don't stop growing up. Like, you're always gonna keep growing. Nothing's gonna stop that. And so you can't always say, I'm going to be this person or that person. Like, cause like at the end of the day, like you may change, no matter what, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, it's not like I, like, the way I feel is different. Like, there's no, there's, like, no sense of, like, oh, I'm a 16-year-old, you know. Like, sometimes I still be thinking I'm 10 years old and
taking a selfie know, stick. Like,
yeah, it's taking a selfie stick with me and shit, you know. I don't know, but no, I definitely see where it's coming from. Like, life really does change your perspective on things. Yeah. I don't know, bro. Like, for me, bro, this year really changed me as a person. Facts,
especially with fucking quarantine and corona coming in, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I should be glad that it happened or not. Like, I don't know if I would still be the same person I am now if quarantine or this whole COVID thing never happened, you know? Like, what do you think? Do you think that you will be, like, the person that you are now if none of this would have happened? You know, we would still be going to school normally, stuff like that?
To be honest, I still feel like I'm the same person. It's just really, like, my thought process and, like, the way how, you know, like, how I view things, and especially a view on myself now. But other than that, I still feel the same before quarantine even happened.
See, bro, that's what I'm saying. See, yeah, you still feel the same. You just, like, the way you think is, like, different.
Yeah.
Like, for me personally, like, to be for real, like, I wouldn't think that I would be the person that I am now if, you know, we just had a normal summer, a normal school, normal everything, you know. I think I will be still that like simp ass person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would still be simping out here, like, I mean, not saying that's a bad thing, but you know, I wouldn't change my way of thinking. Like, I would still think like, I don't know, I would still think like a freshman or a sophomore. Like, people don't understand, like some, like, I'm saying, like, younger people as if, like, I'm old or some shit, like, for people that's younger than me, bro, they really don't understand, like, some people really don't understand how big, like, a year difference is and how much you can change in that 1 year, like, physically or, like, the way you think or emotionally, bro, because, like, you can go from being one person and then change to be a completely different person a year from now. Like, I don't know, like, a year from now, I can be a totally different person and I wouldn't even recognize myself, you know? You know, like, people are, like, changing and evolving every single day, but yet I still feel the same. Like, that's, like, weird, you know?
Well, I mean, it's probably because you still surround yourself with, like, the same people. You know what I mean?
That is true. I know you guys for a little bit.
Yeah, cause like the reason why I don't feel that much change is because, you know, every time when we get on the PS4 party chat, it's always, you know, you, me, Vaughn, and the rest of the guys.
Yeah. That does make sense. Cause, like, you are who you, like, hang around with, yeah, right? Imagine if you hung out with people who, like, smoked and stuff, like, you would smoke.
Imagine if you still hung out and talked with, like, Diego, Jacob, and them, you know what I mean?
I mean, I still talk to them, they're still my good friends, but it's not like I'm gonna go do what they do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not judging them for what they do, like, that's is their life and they do whatever they fucking want. But, you know, it's just not my thing, like. Like, you guys, we don't do any of that stuff. Even Jared doesn't do that stuff. Like, we don't do any of that. We just
be vibing.
We just be vibing, playing video games, bro. For
facts. Roasting each other into the party chat. All of a sudden, PlayStation guy most definitely gonna ban us.
And God, I don't know. But yeah, no, it's like, you are who you hang around with. And I never like, understand that term until now, because, like, that's really true, bro. Like, you are who you hang out with. Like, that's crazy.
Because, like,
Like, you might think, oh, that's not true. Like, I would never do that. But then if you start hanging around that group, bro, like, you would do it. Like, if you, like, we don't smoke now, but, like, imagine if one of us, like, hang out with people that smoke all the time. Like, bro, eventually we're going to get into that type of stuff.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but you're also not right.
What do you mean?
Because, like, some people, you know, they do get into that stuff, but some people, they hang with you, but they don't do it, you know what I mean? So, like, there's really no right or wrong answer to when you hang out with people that smoke and all that stuff. But really, like when you grow up and you're like, you know, I'm going to get into this because I need something to, you know, like, satisfy me or something. And that's really just your choice, you know what I mean? Because, like, I know some people, they smoke because they do it because it hits that spot or, like, it satisfies them. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it's, like, definitely going to encourage you more to do it, right? Like, your chances of smoking is going to definitely increase if you hang around with people that smoke.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, that's also because we're also at an age where we like to experiment, you know, expand, like, our fucking brain and all that shit. You know, just to, you know, sometimes, like, just to do it out of curiosity, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's just not my thing. Like, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I don't find it entertaining. I don't find it for me, bro, I can't just sit there and smoke a blunt. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I get bored. Like, when is this fucking blunt gonna end? Like, when is it gonna go away?
Just, like, maybe an hour.
No, like, bro, it's gonna take forever. And, like, that, I don't know, in turn, and then that, like, translates to girls too, right? Because, like, I find that unattractive when girls do that. I mean, they're always, once again, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just my personal preference.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Huh?
Like, I find that, honestly, like, so unattractive. Like, the girl can be, like, 10 out of 10, everything, but if she's, like, every day smoking nonstop, bro, like, that's just not attractive, that's just unattractive.
I know what you mean. Like, back in sophomore year, I was like that. But then, like, my perspective on it now is that I don't really care. But if I do get into a relationship and I'm in a situation where she keeps asking me money just for, like, vape juice or whatsoever, then, exactly.
Hell no.
Like,
oh, no.
Like,
no.
I'll still love that girl, but I'm not gonna support her her bad habits. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but, like, the thing is, I don't know if it's just because where we live, but, like, most girls, like, here, if they smoke, bro, they're like, they
oh well, have oh no, no, I'm just talking, like, in general though. Yeah.
In general, yeah, but, like here, bro, oh my god,
facts, dude.
Like, oh my god, if she smokes,
that's
she got no
personality.
Or from my point of view and from the girls that I have talked to and I have met, like, I haven't found a girl that was like, yo, you smoke, but, like, your personality is, like, through the roof. It's like all they care about is smoking.
Yeah,
you know?
Not true, man.
Like, the only thing that matters to them. Nothing else matters to them.
Yep. But I mean, like, it's just, like, it's kind of rare, you know what I mean? It's rare.
Yeah, it's, like, really rare. Especially where we live. Jesus Thanks. Christ. Anything's rare here. Like, if you ever... Hey, any boys out there, bro, if you live in Wisconsin, bro, and if you find that girl who is just, like, perfect, bro, do everything in your power to keep her, because that shit is super rare here.
If you fuck up,
it's like
up,
that's like a once in a lifetime.
Dude. Like, if you fuck up here, you're like, word's gonna get around really fast.
Exactly. Like, people love to talk. Exactly. I swear. I mean, I don't know about other states, but from where we are, bro,
it's a L.
Yeah, it's an L. Like, it's people talk so much. Like, I don't know why it matters to them. Like, what other people do. Like, I don't know. But words do get around fast. And it's just annoying. Like, bro, just mind your own business. Really? Do your own thing. Like, who cares? And once again, bro, like, if you find that girl, bro, just keep her. Bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you want to find a better one, you got to go to,
you
like,
gotta go. You got to go to, like, on the other side of the world. Oh, God.
Exactly. On the other side of the United States of America, because you ain't going to find nothing exactly. here, bro. you ain't gonna find nothing. The only thing you gonna find here is weirdos. That's nice. What you gonna find.
You're gonna find weirdos. You're gonna find Snow Bunny saying that there's gangs. if you know, you know.
We have no gangs here. We have no gangs here. We live in the fucking suburbs.
If you know, you know.
Like, bro. Yeah, if you know, you know. Right. Shit, we got nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the homies here, like, they're cool. Like, that's facts, the only thing facts. That's, like, good. Like, you know, we cool. Like, we be chilling. But if you looking for love here, bro, you got another thing or coming, like, for you, buddy. You got,
if you're fake as fuck,
yeah, look the other
way. If you're, like, fake as fuck, the fucking master of all caps, like, Ward's gonna get around pretty fast, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's just...
You do the slightest shit and words gets around so fast. And it's like, it seems like everybody's in your business. Like, people you have never even met in your life knows about your shit. Like, bro, how do you, like, I'll be questioning, like, how do people know this? Like, I don't have seen you in my life.
Like, they always be making assumptions until, like,
exactly.
Like, just, like, once you get close to that person, like, you'll get where they're coming from. Like, if you just make fucking assumptions of them, yeah. You're just being, like, a dickhead, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if you talk to a girl here, like, it's gonna be, like, that shit's gonna get out even though you're just talking. Like, oh my god, so-and-so is talking to so-and-so.
I think they're dating.
And then they're gonna start, like, yeah, and then they're just gonna start throwing shade on your name even though you didn't do nothing. And it's like, it's gonna be like, oh, she's so ugly, or oh, he's so ugly. Like, bro, who cares? Like, just let people do what they want to do. Like, for me, bro, if it doesn't affect me, like, why should I care about it? And that's, like, I don't know, like, that's just how I think. Like, for example, like, the presidential election, right? I mean, yeah, that's a big thing, but, like, for me and what I see, that's not a big deal to me. Like, it doesn't affect me, so I don't really care about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, like, some people that cares about it, and all right. So, I mean, if you think it affects you, then go ahead and care about it. Like, I don't care what you do. But then there's also some people that say, "Oh my God, why do you care about it? You're so young." Like, bro, just let people do what they want to do. Like, the whole point is, bro, just let people do what they want to do. Don't be like a dickhead.
And just, like, step into their
business. Yeah, don't be a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, unless it affects you in some type of way, then all right, then that's a problem. But if it, like, doesn't affect you, then just go ahead and just ignore it. Yeah. Just go on with your life. Don't be a weirdo about it.
Think about it logically, not emotionally.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, just don't act on emotions, you know? Like, put yourself in the other person's shoes, right?
Because, like, honestly, like, if you put your emotions first before, like, thinking about it, you're going to fuck up everything.
Yeah, like, you're going to fuck up 99% of the stuff you do or say, right?
Because I'm not going to lie, that happened to me once, and, like, I learned my lesson from it.
Yeah, that happens to me too many times. Like, it's my freshman year, sophomore year, but definitely you live and you learn, right? So that's all on, bro. Just, like, act logically, bro. Just put yourself in the other person's shoe first. Like just imagine, oh, what if I was in his or her shoe? Like, and just act like that. Like, just don't act like, you know, just think like, oh, it could happen to me, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I just like, wow, it's just crazy. You know, it's like, bro, just let people do what they want to do.
True.
Like, same with the PlayStation updates. you know why they did it, though? You know why they didn't? Because the kid, killed himself. Yeah, I mean, it does affect me because I play PlayStation a lot and I don't like the update, but, bro, I don't know what dumb dude did to make himself kill himself, but, damn. Was it, really that bad? What happened? I want to know more about it.
Yeah, I want to know more about it, too, but I just haven't, gotten or, found the time to, just sit down and just think about it.
Yeah, I haven't really. I mean, bro, it's, really serious when you, kill yourself.
Yeah, for real. Like being suicidal, I know at points, we joke around it, but that's because we joke around it with the right people. But if it's just out of the blue,
I would never say that stuff around people who's actually has suicidal thoughts, bro. That's fucked up. But bro, I don't know, if it gets to the point where you're getting bullied
or you're at a certain breaking point.
Yeah, bro. Just I don't know. Just take a break from everything, right?
Yeah,
for real. Just take a break from everything, and just get off your phone, get off of social media, get off of whatever you might be on, and just sleep. Honestly, bro, just go to sleep, bro. Go to sleep, eat, and just do that for a couple of weeks, bro, and you'll be straight, bro. Just get off of everything, bro.
Cause there are certain points where you should really take a break from something, whether it's gaming or your phone or some shit.
Yeah, if it gets to that point, if it gets to that point where you're thinking about killing yourself, bro, killing yourself is not gonna solve anything, bro. Trust me. What, you're just gonna kill yourself and die? Come on, bro. No.
Yeah, cause when people do it. Right as soon as they do it, they immediately regret it.
Yeah, bro, don't do that, bro. Don't do it. You have so much more to live for, and you would. I guarantee you, you would feel so accomplished after you get out that stage of having suicidal thoughts or being suicidal. Just get out of that, bro. Once you get out of that, bro, you would feel so accomplished. Don't be. Bro. Man, bro, not a lot of people get through that, and you're one of the few that actually does, bro. You will feel so accomplished. And if you having troubles, bro, you gotta tell somebody, bro. Tell your parents, tell the school counselor, tell your friends, bro. You gotta tell somebody, bro. Don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah, don't be too selfish about it. Sometimes I know that it's hard and it'll hurt because sometimes it does get to a point where you have a mental breakdown, but that's really not a good sign because you're also fucking up your mental health.
Mental health.
Yeah, because you don't want to go. Insane just for something that's very serious or something that's very little.
Yeah, if you can get through it, just don't try to kill yourself. That's the last thing that you should never think about that, bro. Life is such a gift, and life is it's so precious, and you only get one. And so I would really recommend you to live the most and do the most with your life, and just get through whatever you're going through. I guarantee you will get through it, bro. There will be better days. You have to lose before you win, right? For us, once we start playing a new video game, we're not gonna be good at it right away. We're gonna be trash at it. We're gonna suck. But then over time, we're gonna start improving. I mean, obviously that's not the same thing as fucking being a rough time in life, but just like trying to use that as an example, like, bro, don't use that breaking point, that breaking point, or you don't use that mental breakdown shit to bring you down, to make you want to kill yourself. Use that as motivation. Use that to make yourself a better person. Use that to improve yourself. Self-investment is the greatest investment you will ever make in your life, bro. So just invest in yourself. Use it to make yourself better. Just don't try to kill yourself. Bro, don't do that, bro.
Yeah, facts.
That's fucking weird. I don't know. I feel bad for that guy. And prayer goes out to his family. Honestly, and, I mean, if this is what PlayStation has to do to even like prevent some people to kill themselves, I mean, I'm all for it.
Like,
I mean,
because like it's honestly, better than not doing anything about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, like, cause, like, imagine if it was one of us, right? Like, imagine it was one of our homies, and you know what I'm saying?
You best believe I'm about to say, "I'm gonna kill you before you kill yourself."
Like, bro, like, exactly. So, like, I mean, some people don't like. I mean, I personally don't like it, but I understand why they did it. I'm not gonna go like on a rampage about it, and be like, "Fix the update." Like, I'm not gonna be like, "We don't care." Bro, like it matters. Like somebody killed himself, bro. Be mature about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Logic first.
I mean, I definitely feel like they could have done it. Yeah, I definitely think they could have did it a better way than how they did it. But like, I definitely see where they're coming from. Like, they just didn't just do it because they wanted to. They had a reason to do it. But I definitely think there was a better way to not only prevent suicide, but still make you know, PlayStation not confusing, still make it enjoyable.
Yeah, but if this is like really like the only way and how to prevent like suicidal or like kids from being or people from being cyber bullied, then it is what it is at the end of the day.
Right, and they just to throw a joke in there, bro. Like, how the fuck you get cyberbullied, bro? Just turn your shit off.
Yeah, thanks. But I mean, you know, new gen, old gen, you know.
Like, bro, if you get cyberbullied on any social media, bro, just log out. Like, if you get cyberbullied on your phone, just turn your phone off and go do something else. If you're getting cyberbully on PlayStation, just leave the party, leave the game.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, like that person is probably just jealous because of you, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. They like, you gotta think about it. Like, that person probably has something going like wrong in their life, so they're just using that insecurity and using that anger, and they're taking it out on somebody, and it happens to be you. So like, just don't take it to heart, bro. Just don't take it to heart, because there's probably something going on in their life, and they just want to get the anger out, or they just want to get it out. So like, just don't take it to heart. If you're getting cyberbullied, whatever it is, bro, just go ahead and just log out of that. Just turn off your phone, turn off your iPad, turn off your laptop, turn your PlayStation off, whatever it might be, and just don't think too much about it, you know. I mean, I know words hurt. I know words hurt, but you know, sometimes you just gotta turn that shit off and just get off, dude. Like, you know, that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I think I would do the same thing too.
Exactly. Well, like, for us, I mean, we don't take shit seriously.
For us.
whatever the homies.
We always say mad shit to each other.
Bro, don't take anything to heart. Exactly. Don't take anything to heart, bro. Don't. Like, even when me and Jerry, we was arguing, bro. It was just a basketball argument. It was nothing more.
Y'all were arguing for fucking, like, 3-2.
I mean,
So annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Even though it might have been, I know it might have sounded serious, but at the end of the day, bro, it was just a regular basketball argument, bro.
Just imagine you guys fucking having a debate, like in court. Bro, I swear to God.
Bro, I'm not going to stop being his friend because he don't agree with me.
That's friends everybody, in general.
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I'm not going to sit here and not be friends with you just because you have a different thinking than I do. That's just so weird and so immature.
It's pretty selfish.
Yeah, it's pretty selfish. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh,
listen, you dickhead.
You think Jordan is better than LeBron? Yeah, listen here, dickhead. You don't like Jordan or you don't like LeBron? Well, I'm going to stop being friends with you because I don't like that. Bro, what? That's so weird.
I hate it when people think like that, though, because at the end of the day, you got your opinion, they've got their opinion,
exactly. Everybody has their own opinion, bro. Bro, everybody has their own opinion. So I think sometimes people forget that everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Yeah,
because sure, you could try. You can attempt to try and change their opinion, but
yeah, it's not
that's
happen.
like a gamble.
I mean, exactly. Man, don't even try to change their thinking, bro.
Right.
Cause once you think something, that shit will always be in the back of your head, right? It's not just gonna go away immediately because somebody said that all your thinking is wrong. No, that thinking of yours will still be there even if somebody disagrees with you. That thinking will always be in the back of your head. So you can't change the way people think. So why even care?
Yeah, for real.
Why even care? Why even care? Why even put in the time and waste your time and try to change people's thinking? Just be like, all right, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And you keep to yourself and you move on. That's it. But the world, we don't think like that. Still, we always have problems and shit. Imagine if the whole world think like that, bro. I don't think we would have a lot of problems.
That would be like,
we would just move on.
Extinction for us.
That would be world peace for us if we all think like that. Just be like, all right, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And we will never have a problem.
Yeah, because people really do have their own opinions. And if you really force them to change their opinion, then that's just weird.
Exactly. The only person that can change a person is themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
The only person that can change somebody is themselves. You can't change a person. The person will always be who they are. You can't change them, bro. You can't. They have to change themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
If they think that way, the only way that they would change their thinking if they change it themselves. You can't personally sit there and talk to them and change their thinking. That is just not how it works, but people don't understand that. So they get involved and all of a sudden there's a problem between two parties. Oh, why do you think this? Blah, 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 blah. Why do you think that? Blah, 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 blah. And they be like, oh, you're such a bad person because you think this. No, dude. You can't just judge people by the way they think. You gotta judge them by their heart and how they treat people.
Yeah.
But like I said, you can't change a person on what they think. You just can't do that. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, because again, you have your life. They have theirs, and it's like leave her alone sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, man, just leave her alone. When me and you, right? We have different thinking when it comes to girls, right? like you, you're like respectful, whatever. Like I'm respectful too, but I'm not gonna. I mean, I'm gonna call you out. You a fucking simp. And you know me, I'm kind of the opposite. But I'm not gonna try and sit there and change the way you think and not be friends with you anymore just because you're a simp. I'm just gonna be like, all right, he a simp, whatever. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Really, that's just the way he thinks, and that's what he thinks is correct. So be it. And the way that I think is correct. So I don't know. You just move on. Like, all right, whatever. He's a simp, and I'm not a simp. Simple, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like if it comes to like friends and you can't really change their opinions, like if they think what they're doing is right, let them do it. And if you know,
exactly. You just gotta like
you just gotta help them, and then they'll move past it. You know what I mean? Just be like I tried, exactly, but. Like, you know, hopefully, like, they learn from, you know, what they're doing and all that stuff.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, if they're your friends and they're doing something wrong, but they think it's right, but you tell them, you're like, yo, bro, whatever you're doing, I think that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. And that's it. Like, that's all you should tell them, right? And just hopefully they will use that.
Or keep it in their head.
And keep it in their head and help themselves, right? Because you're not gonna change their thinking. Just be like, yo, bro, whatever you're doing, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's right for you. And just hope for the best.
Yeah, facts. Because when you told me, yeah. I was like, I learned my lesson from it. He was right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like again, there's really no right or wrong answer to it, but. If you do think what you're doing is right, then you know, go ahead, and if you learn a lesson from it, don't take it to heart, but you know, just keep it in mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you like, that's good if you learn something from it, right? If you make a mistake, you learn from it, and you never do it again. So it's good. It's good that you make mistakes and be like, oh shit, I fucked up. Yeah. I should never do that again. Like at the end of the day, you're not trying to be a better you in the past, right? You're trying to be a better you in the future, right? Like you're trying to improve every day, like every single day. You're not trying to improve from the past. Like that doesn't make sense, right? Like you're trying to improve a future you, so. No, that's just how it, I don't know, it's just how it should be, but some people think like that, and that's just their opinion, and that's how they think. I can't change nothing about it, I can't do nothing about it. I mean, I hope, I wish that they think like that, so we would all be in peace, and we would all be, you know, chilling with each other and shit, and not be fighting, or having disagreements, or whatever it might be, you know? So,
yeah, I know what you mean, though. But, like, many people have different perspectives on it, so. And then, because, like, at the end of the day, like, the main person that you should really, like, be is yourself, you know what I mean? Because every day... You're trying to become, again, like what you said, like a better person or like it improving every day. Yeah.
Right. Just don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to you. Like compare yourself to a past you. Ask yourself, am I a better person than I was yesterday? Am I a better person than I was last week? Am I a better person than I was 5 years ago? Don't be like, oh, that person is doing better than me, that person is living better than me, that person, the other person is, right, don't do that, bro, you will never find happiness, and you will never have confidence in yourself, you will just live your whole entire life comparing yourself to other people, and you will never be happy like that. Compare yourself to you, don't compare yourself to anybody else, compare yourself to you, and once you start doing that, and once you start just investing in yourself, improving yourself, bro, you will feel so much better. And I'm not saying that I do that now 100%. Obviously, there's still days where I doubt myself, and there's days where I still compare myself to other people, and I let myself down. But then you just gotta regroup, you know, you gotta regroup and be like, you just gotta regroup and just be like, why should I care what the other people do, right? I should just be improving myself. So I'm not saying that I don't do that anymore. There will be days where I will do that, but sometimes you just gotta like just regroup yourself and be like, the only thing that matters in this life is you. And yeah, you know. All the other stuff is bonuses, right? All the other stuff is bonuses. Friends, girlfriends, if you're a girl, boyfriend, whatever it might be, bro. All the other stuff is bonuses. The only thing that matters is you. And I really, really hope that more people know about that. Like they think other stuff matter than themselves. Like sometimes you gotta be selfish and put yourself first.
Yeah.
And you just gotta know, bro, the only thing that matters is you, bro. The only thing that matters. Bro. Like again, all the other stuff is bonuses. All the other stuff is bonuses. Do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever the fuck you want. Like don't care about what other people think, because that don't matter. Like, what is their opinion going to do for you? Is their opinion going to give you money? Is their opinion going to give you pussy? No. Like, that shit not going to give you no pussy, bro. Like, the only person that can go get pussy is you. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, Alex?
Unless you get a hooker or something. Bro. But like, who's got the time and money for that, though?
Chill out. Yeah, I do want to experiment out. That, though. I might want to experiment that, bro.
Sure. Are you sure? No, I'm fine. Fuck that.
Shit. I'll be like, yo, hit my boy up.
Fuck that, bro. You know what that means. She for the team.
She for the team. Obviously, a prostitute is for the team, bro. What? She's not even for the team. She's literally for every team that ever is. Like, she's for every team. She's not only for your team. She's for all the other teams that's out there. Like, bro, she for the streets. But yeah, that's out though, but. I think we should end it right here for our first podcast. You know, shit was lit. Shit was we got kind of deep, but it was our first podcast. It would never, I don't know. It usually never gets that serious. We usually are kind of like loosen up and more fun. And I don't know. It's just our first podcast. Yeah. And we kind of got deep into it, but yeah, I think it was good. Right? What do you think?
For our first podcast. Yeah, next time when we do a podcast, we'll most definitely get more of the homies in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of late, so it's late night talks. You know, you always get deep into it.
Fucking sleep deprived, tired and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck, bro.